Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
I am feeling very Olympic today. How about you?
Stormwatch.
Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a
oops, wrong segment.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling it.
It's gonna be a bright,
what?
Bright,
oh. Yes, it is.
I don't know. It's a little bit,
shut up.
Oh, look how beautiful the clouds are.
I'm the pessimist today.
I go over toward the mountains.
Exactly. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. We've got a full house today in the room. We got Steve Silva.
Where?
Amber Ash McCary.
There he is.
Producer Zach.
Hi, how are you?
Intern Christopher.
Howdy-ho there.
And I am Sean Roberts, and together we are your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Thank you for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. Now, we are the only podcast to continue the radio traditions of Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right show.
But if you're also looking for a podcast that's fun, interactive, and you can be a part of every week, I don't know, kind of like a family reunion or getting together with your friends at a bar, then this podcast is also for you.
Yes, and for those who have recently joined us, found us, followed us, all of those things, we are so glad you are here with us. And if you would like to, be a part of the show, say something to us, just message on the Facebooks.
Exactly.
Instagram, mostly Facebook. That's a good one.
Exactly. We got a cool show for you guys today. Today is the first day of spring.
Whoa!
So we'll be giving you some spring facts because Mother Nature's going to be walking in a little bit later on.
She will.
And we'll be talking about laughter because is it good for your health? Of course it is. That's why we're here. So it's National Laughter Day. And Steve's got something going on that he wants to bring up today with us. So we'll surprise you with that. And also we got spring cleaning tips and things that make you think.
Wow. Besides calling into the show, you can also interact with the show several ways. You can comment on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Send a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose. Or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can always download the show for free from the website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you are on the go, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, guys, rate and review the show.
Absolutely. Of course, today's theme was I Can See Clearly Now by Jimmy Cliff. Of course, the original artist was Johnny Nash. Great song, man.
What was the beginning of it? That little Olympic
thing? If you remember the movie Cool Runnings.
Yeah, I was about to say Cool Runnings. Yeah,
yeah. That's where they played the song in Cool Runnings. Okay. So, yeah, it goes, I feel like I'm in the Olympics today. How about you guys? So, but yeah, it's a great song. I mean, it's just one of those feel-good songs. And we felt that since today was also the first day of spring, it would go very much very well with today. And, of course, we are saying greetings to everybody on the East Coast, because out here on the West Coast right now, man, it is a beautiful day here in Southern California.
It's a nice spring day.
It is. I mean, the clouds are out,
outside.
But they're very nice clouds. I mean, they're...
Yeah, it's big puffy clouds.
Big puffy... Oh, I love puffy.
It might... Okay, anyways. It looks like it might give a little sprinkle of rain, but then it's all of a sudden these big puffy with a blue sky behind it. It's very confusing. It's a little crisp outside.
I think we should do a storm watch. Storm watch.
In the
with
forecast.
Steve Silva.
Oh, and now, the cloud is in the sky.
And that has been
Storm Watch.
with Steve Silva.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
There's no rain. I'm looking at the app, and there's no 6% chance, 4% chance. I'm going to guess that's a 0% chance.
Yeah, there you go. So you're right on top of it.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm standing on top of it.
So, but yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California, and we hope that you guys there in Indiana and, of course, in the Delmarva area are just as bright and sunny today, too, as well. So, anyway, again, the theme song was I Can See Clearly Now by Jimmy Cliff. And once again, please, guys, when you come on our website and everything, make sure you use our Amazon banner because all the music that we play here, you can purchase through Amazon. All you got to do is go to yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and shop to your heart's delight. It's as easy as that. And then we get a little bit of money and we get to stay on the air.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. So, helps pay the bills.
Yes, I bought some new things.
What'd you buy?
I bought some new cookware. I bought some new cast iron because we won't mention the name of the dumbass who ruined my old... Who I... the name that shall not be mentioned.
Ah.
Yeah, she ruined my favorite cast iron.
Uh-huh. How do you ruin cast iron?
Because I went out of town and she didn't do dishes for probably 4 or 5 days. And it was just sitting and rotting in the... rotting dishwater.
Oh, vile.
Ooh.
Dude, y'all, she was nasty.
Is this the one I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Miss Jackson?
The crazy one, yeah. The dog shit all over the house and all the shit.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's but yeah, like... and I bought new baking racks and roasting pans and things like that. I don't want to know what you're going to say. We're not going to go there.
I'm really trying to hold it in right
Please
now.
Please do. Please do.
I really am.
That's what I bought, Amazon. What the hell did you buy?
I bought some cables recently. I think I told you guys that recently.
Oh, yeah, the cables.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Well, since we're talking about ourselves, you know what we should do then?
We should just catch up.
Exactly.
About to say, sing it, Amber. Sing it, girl.
Sing that song.
A song for the long. No, never mind.
Let's do a dance.
Okay.
Let's go with Zach.
Hi. What's up?
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Oh, tell us your shit, man.
Oh. You know, I'd be remiss if I said that I didn't talk that way just so I can get a reaction out of Amber. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Right
I've,
on cue.
I've been to my eyeballs with iHeartRadio training. I'm supposed to be doing a 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. shift tonight. Broadcasting live traffic reports for both KFI and KEIB, The Patriot, AM 1150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I'm like rubbing my eyes, like going like, oh, God. Even as I say 12 to 8, I'm going, God, kill
but
me.
But he's also no pinching dose. Himself because it's like, oh, is my dream coming true?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's been
so
a group.
Cynical.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. But that's not the point.
Okay.
But no, it's been like 10 to 3 a.m. the last few days.
Oh.
So
low, low man on the totem pole, brother. You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. It's just I'm not. I trust me. When I was in my 20s, I would have been totally fine with those hours. Like
right.
Absolutely fine. Now I'm just God.
Now that
me.
You're in your 30s,
now
yeah,
that I'm old.
Yeah, pretty much. But I can still sell it, baby. Sell it.
Yeah.
But I did get to see...
Can we just do that voice all day long?
I sound like Rip Taylor. Oh, my goodness. Oh! All right.
If you guys don't know who Rip Taylor is, Google.
Yeah. Or watch...
Anybody listening does.
Watch DuckTales and Treasures of the Lost Lamp. He's the genie.
There's far more things important.
Or Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Or literally any of the Jackass movies. In the very end, he's in all of them.
Is he really?
In every single one
There's
of them.
There's a montage on YouTube of that.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I did get to see Justice League. The new Justice League. I wish we had Paul, because I know Paul's probably seen it.
Paul wants to talk about that. He sent me a text yesterday talking about that.
We were talking about downstairs. I was just saying, look, it's been out for a few days, people, so spoilers.
On what?
Justice League.
On what streaming service?
Oh, HBO Max.
Okay, sweetie, got it.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Heck yeah.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Bam.
But and Sean even agreed with me. There was a line that... The Joker says to Batman, he just says, I've always wondered why he sent a boy wonder to do a man's job. And
that's
it's just
epic.
It is so epic. I'll just leave it at that.
Writing.
If you're a Batman fan, you know what that means. And Sean's making the creepy, you know, molester guy grunt. Coming out of the
bye. So how long was is this show? Is it as episodic?
5 days.
4 hours and 2 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a director's cut of the Justice League that came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
It's just, this is the version that never got released. This is the way it was supposed to be released.
Yeah.
As a mini series.
They should have, well.
Part one and part two.
You know what? In hindsight, they really could have took that movie and cut it into two and made it like two separate movies, like Infinity War and Endgame for Avengers. Because originally Avengers was supposed to be called Infinity War Part 1 and 2. And they just made two different movies. They could have done that with
we
us.
We just binge everything now anyways. Just stick it all together. Just let me decide. Just
well, that,
stop putting this Episode 1, Episode 2 bullshit. We're going to sit and watch all of them anyways.
Well, this is just one. This is one whole movie, Amber. You can just sit and watch
perfect.
The whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, especially for TV shows. Don't call them Episode 1 and 2, 3 or 4.
Just smash it all together. We have no life anyways right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just call it a season.
Yeah.
Shut up. You know what I'm saying. Make it one 10-hour movie.
Season part one.
10-hour movie. What part are you in the movie you at? Oh, I'm an hour.
I'm an hour two.
Three. Yeah.
Justice League was fantastic, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay, perfect.
You know what? They should make a television show called 24.
They should.
Wow.
I almost choked on my team. That's
I can
hilarious.
Tell.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, no, the show was good, not your joke.
Yeah, I know. The show was great, man. Thank you for Sutherland in it.
I'm on season 6.
I love all the
24.
All the presidents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I started binging that. This was probably like around Christmas time. Oh, and sorry. I'm on, I just finished 5 in January, and I took a break from it for a little bit, so I'm on 6. I'm going to start back up.
What was that other one that he did recently? Something where he's accidentally becomes the president, or
I
heard it wasn't that great.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I liked it.
It was really good.
No, it was actually really good. It was called
Designated Survivor. Yeah.
Huh.
And it's based upon something that is actually in our Constitution, where a member of the cabinet, when the president goes out and does his State of the Union speech.
Yes.
Okay. Then one person from the cabinet, from the president, is the designated survivor in case something happens. Then they become the president of the United States. So it's based on actual fact.
Okay.
So this actually happens, and he's the one who's picked for it, even though he just got recently fired from the president.
And it was originally an NBC show.
Setting up the contention, the drama already,
yes,
right there.
Exactly.
And there was only 3 seasons, and they did the last season on Netflix.
The conflict.
And it didn't do that well, but I heard it was a great, like the first 2 seasons were
the
supposed
first
to be really
two were
good.
Really good, yeah.
Netflix picked it up, and apparently it flopped, and they canceled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So just back to 24.
Yeah.
Who's your, okay, I always ask these 2 questions with 24. Who is your favorite president, and who's your favorite villain? So far. Where are you at again?
5. So, well, I'm on 6 now. I'm on 6 now. So, the last villain, I say was my favorite. The guy, Peter Weller, who plays RoboCop.
He was good.
Because he just kept getting away, like, over and over again, and it was getting really irritating, and Jack Bauer just finally catches up with him. He's having a moment, and he just pops him in the face, like, done. Mm-hmm. I could feel the audience going, yes! It's over.
I done it too.
And David Palmer was the best president so far.
Huh, okay.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I like Nina. Nina pops
up.
Oh,
I forgot about her.
Nina was vicious, man.
You think she's
and she
hot.
Was on the inside. No, but her character was really cool. I mean, that was so taxing on that actress. She hasn't acted in quite a while.
Yeah, no, you're right. She hasn't been around for a while, huh?
She kicked ass in that. She was in the she just had to play so many layers, and she was so stealthy. And I also love Chloe. You cannot not love Chloe.
Is Chloe going to
keep
going?
I don't like Chloe.
Oh, shut up. Of course you don't.
She's awkward.
Whatever.
But that's the
she's
point.
Supposed
it's,
to be.
But she's supposed to be, right?
She kicks ass. He would not be able to do a lot of the things that he wouldn't be successful if it wasn't for Chloe.
Everyone needs a nerdy girl.
That's true. Yeah.
Everyone needs a nerdy girlfriend.
That's true. Even Arrow had Felicity Smoke. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
So, back to our catching up.
Yeah.
How about you?
That was me, so hang on now.
My week, let's see, what did I do this week? Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had an awesome week.
This is some sarcasm right here. I'm feeling this.
Whatever you feel like telling us.
Yeah.
He's setting it up really deep.
Yeah. I like deep. You know, every year, of course, all of us across this wonderful nation of ours has to register their car in the state that we live in.
Yes, we have to do our registration.
So March is the month for my car's registration.
March
is
mine is too. I'm overdue, I think, by a couple days.
Okay, and so I'm supposed to, you know, this is the month I need to get my tags.
Smog.
And I do have to smog it this year.
Smoggy.
So I take it in. It passed everything but one section.
Oh, sorry.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
I'm trying.
And so...
What section did it not pass?
It had to do with the catalytic converter.
It didn't study enough, did it?
It did not study enough.
Damn it.
And it failed.
Oh.
So had to take it into the shop. And about thousands of dollars later...
Yeah.
And what's weird is that... And I will say this publicly...
Publicly.
Hyundai, I will never buy another car of yours.
Okay.
I'd rather go back to a Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, Hyundais have, or this, and maybe they still do, but the 2007 Santa Fes have two catalytic converters, one for each side of the engine.
What? It's such a small, it's such a little, what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mine's a beast, and mine has one honking big one.
I bet it does. So, there's one, the way the engine sits, it kind of sits sideways, so there's one towards the front of the engine, one towards the back of the engine. We've already fixed the one in the front, this is the one in the back.
Huh.
So, yeah, so had to go get that repaired. So basically, our stimulus check helped pay
bing
for...
Bing a bing. Yep. Bye-bye.
For the whole thing.
Thank you, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, and there you go, Mr. Repairman.
Yep.
So, yeah, wasn't... So that was my week without a car, you know. But then I got to work on my choo-choo train, start laying some track down and stuff.
I had a similar issue.
Oh, so you were laying some track this week.
I was laying some track down, baby.
I got
the glue for it and everything, and I spread that glue.
This is getting this nasty now.
And then I set it in. And then it has a little holes in it, and you just put the pins
right
in.
There. Oh.
Oh, and just, and then
pins
when you hear it.
In the hole.
When you hear that, and that pop.
I love that pop.
Oh, that pop, you know, it just breaks the little barrier there.
Oh.
Sean's talking about choo-choo
man,
trains.
It just.
Toy.
So nice. So nice. And so, yeah, so I got to lay some track down this week.
Awesome.
And yeah, that's about it. So that was my week. So
I had a similar issue. I was trying to say this a while back with my cat converter. This is like a couple years ago, and I had just gotten it replaced, and they claimed that it had to be replaced again. Like that, but then I took this other guy to get a second opinion. He just replaced my spark plugs. Bam, passed immediately.
It's because you're a girl.
No.
Yeah. They tried to take advantage of you.
Oh, I see what
on the
you're
first
saying.
One. Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
On the first one.
I think the first guys were just ignorant, and they just...
Could be. Both.
They were
could be both.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
They were just stupid.
Yeah.
They were in a...
Because men are dumb.
They were out in Loma, out near San Pedro, and they just were not...
Oh, yeah. Those San Pedro mechanics, man.
No, it wasn't Pedro. It was Loma.
Okay, yeah. Those Loma mechanics, man. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm.
Steve, what about you?
Well, I had some fun this week.
Oh!
I was spent a couple hours at the T-Mobile store on Thursday.
That could go two ways,
and,
good or bad.
Yeah, well, no. Well, it ended up good, but it took some doing. My hat's off to a girl named Kayla, who works at the T-Mobile store in the Buena Park Mall. Mm. She was so patient and did so many things for me, and I can't say enough about her. So It was a great experience, and I loved it. But I walked away with a new Samsung S21 5G.
It's the baby to mine.
Yeah, yeah.
My phone had your phone as a baby.
It's sort of feels small. It's about the same size as my S7 was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little longer and a little narrower, but not by much, and it's way thinner. But in the deal... Because I got that phone, and because of what I haven't done in the past with my account and stuff and everything, she said, "Well, we can do some stuff here." They have a deal for a free Samsung tablet
Ooh.
To go with it.
Sorry. Ooh.
And I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
Shut up and take my money.
Man, it was so cool. I guess it's a whole new world of playing games now for me because I have
yeah, it is.
Tablet to play on rather than my phone, and I just, oh, I love it. But now I've advanced into the cyber world of, you know, multiple devices.
Now.
Yeah, multiple
Guess
devices.
Guess what he can do now.
It's a...
Zoom meetings.
God, it's so cool. I just.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad I did it. Glad I did it.
So. And I gotta say, you know, because Steve needed help going over to the T-Mobile, so of course.
Yeah.
He calls me, of course.
You went on your choo-choos. Mm-hmm. Yes. You guys took a choo-choo over.
And so we had to wait because the gal that Steve wanted to talk to was busy with another customer. So we went out to the area, talked a bit, and just kind of hung out because they said it'd be about 20 minutes or so. Well, as we go back into the mall.
Sean got a little distracted.
Oh, boy, did I get distracted.
Oh, my God.
So
I saw a naked choo-choo?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is for my other habit.
Guns. It had to be the gun thing. Some
No. That's already been taken
that was
care
be my
of.
Next guess.
I'm happy with that. I've got my...
Oh, it was some guitar shit.
No.
Music shit.
No, 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 no.
Batman.
You're pretty close.
Ooh, okay. Uh-oh. Hold on, hold on.
If it isn't Batman, it must be...
Star Wars.
That's right.
Oh!
There is a new collector... new for me. A collector store over at the Buena Park Mall. And, of course, they had the casing or whatever, and they had some newer Star Wars figures, including the 3.5-quarter size Mandalorian figure on the Mandalorian card and everything. And so I told Steve, I'm like, you go on. I'll catch up with you.
Wow.
Oh, I was probably in that store for maybe about a good... Well, how long were you at T-Mobile?
That was Friday, yesterday. And I think it was about 20 minutes, half hour.
With her?
But I waited a little longer when I got there, so...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that was another 10,
so
15
I guess,
minutes.
So I guess so that amount of time I was in the store just... Looking at every nook and cranny, and
we have very different interests.
Oh my God! It's the collector stuff there that they've got. Yeah, there's some good stuff in there.
See, the way he is with Star Wars is how I am with Dragon Ball Z. Like,
that's how I am with antique books.
Oh, wow. So
really?
We all got a thing.
You know this? We talked about my antique book obsession that I've had.
No.
Yes, I've had to curb it. I've had to curb it. We were going to go together to Gums and go look at stuff.
To Gums? What happened to Teeth?
We were gonna go to the antique mall, you and I.
Oh, the well, yeah.
And then you mentioned your mom had these first edition, and it's like or something passed down in the family. Antique books, that's my jam, man.
I know that. I mean, I don't mind going to the antique malls.
Yeah, I've been sending them back and forth to my friend Alex and I. She's in Tucson, and we've been sending stuff back and forth.
Oh, really? Now, are you with that though?
Yeah.
And me being this a rediscovery with you.
Uh huh.
It's
the Neanderthal.
It's like Monkey Boy. Do you just go for antique books in general, or do you try to go for the first editions?
Oh, it's not even a first edition. I like... oh, gosh, this is the thing that Alex and I forgot about. I follow probably like 20 different antique booksellers on Instagram, so does Alex. But
wow.
We really like the oddities. We like the witchcraft and the old medical books from like the 1800s.
Do you have any like
and
female
then, like,
self-help
books?
Okay, that part I remember.
And
yeah.
Alex, we love when something has been well-loved and there's like, a little bit like some writing in it, and they say who had it when, and I like the history of it. So I don't want some clean cut new edition in pristine condition. I want something that was
used,
loved.
Well, I know, but I mean,
there's so much energy.
But you can still find those. But but it's like, but what I'm asking is, do you look for like in those antique type of things? Do you look for like the first edition?
I mean, you try. That's your goal. But some of them you can't. You know, but you can find something the family had and passed down for. Like I have this. One dictionary that's massive. I think it's from the late 1800s. I think it's like 1895. And then the family wrote in it. And then the kids, you know, everybody took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
That's cool.
And I have some really cool ones I found over at Gums. And then the lady over there will save them for me and say, hey, I have this. What do you think? You want to come look at it? I've really curbed this since the pandemic started because, you know.
That's cool. I've got some, like, older books and stuff, like, not that old, but I've got, like, first editions and things like Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
And Stephen King. I've got one first edition I have is in the Gunslinger series, the Dark Tower series.
See, it's fun having these books that are in your interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool
to find them.
There's a really cool documentary right now on, I think it's Netflix. It's Netflix. But it's about booksellers, antique booksellers of New York, and it's brand new, and it's a really good one. I can't remember who helped produce. I think Martin Scorsese helped produce it because it was a lot of his footage. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool if you're into that shit.
Books are just so much fun, so interesting.
They are.
I had to stop kind of doing it because because of my lifestyle and where I've lived, I don't really have room for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I've got some books and things in storage in at my daughter's house, and some stuff in my closet now that's in boxes and stuff that I have I don't have bookshelves or a room or something to put them. So it's kind of like...
At that point, you almost need... If you're that type of a book collector, you almost need to have, like, your own room that's a true library.
Yes.
If you watch this documentary, which I suggest you do, Steve, if you want to, it's brand new on Netflix, but it's everybody's in New York City, and these people have been doing this for, like, 30, 40 years. Some of them keep them in, like, apartments that are probably, like, they're rent-controlled apartments. They'll, like, keep it, and it's just wall-to-wall. Just books. And the apartment is in disarray, or like a studio apartment, or because I guess storage in Manhattan is like insanely priced. So they have to find ways. And there's so much, you have so little space when you live, you know, in Manhattan.
Right.
So they have to find ways to store them or to outsource them or rent space somewhere else out of the state.
Move to Texas.
Fascinating.
Move somewhere else.
There's one guy, and he lives in a 2-bedroom rent controlled place on Manhattan. And he's literally... I swear he has probably this much room. I'm making like a 2.5 foot.
Yeah, because the radio people can see that.
Yes, it's 2.5.
It's this wide.
2.5 feet, and he's built the entire place is like a maze of bookshelves he's built, and he's just closed. And he's a dealer, and it's just he's a gay guy, and it all looks very tidy and interesting. But I'm like, yo,
have you then
earthquake, man?
Have you then? God, what was it called? I think it's called The Last Bookstore in downtown L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Have you gone down there?
I've been there, a bunch of times.
Okay.
But it's just, that's hard to go to because...
Traffic?
No, I just hate going and looking at something foofy like that, and then it's just Skid Row right there. It's really depressing.
Great little speakeasy right across from it, though.
And then, you go sit and drink and then walk out, and there's people who who need proper mental health, and they're shitting their pants. It's like a...
And drinking.
it's complicated. Well, I don't feel so. I don't know.
Well, we won't take Steve.
The last bookstore is like very kitschy, niche.
I'd
like,
fall asleep anyway.
You go there just to get to take pictures in all their little archways and all their bullshit. They don't really have that many. They don't have like an antique book collection. It's kind of, they've gone very Barnes & Noble there.
Oh, have they?
I don't see anything there that I don't see at fucking Barnes & Noble.
Okay, because that's when I was there about 5 years ago. So. Yeah.
All this talk of book stuff reminded me of the movie Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And he owned the travel bookstore.
Yes. Oh,
and
my gosh.
One guy walks in and goes, do you have any Stephen King? No, we just have travel.
Yeah.
Do you have any? That was
no,
funny.
No, we are a travel bookstore, sir. And he goes, get out. Leave.
Get out.
Okay, so yeah, my week was fine. My dog got surgery and everything's fine. Yay.
Boom. Yay.
Done.
Well, cool. In that case, then, we should have our guest come in.
Okay.
So, and go ahead and let her bring her in right now. That'd be nice.
I wonder if she's...
Oh, it was kind of windy outside. Is it windy?
Windy? Wow, it's kind of nice because the clouds have hardly moved.
So I'm a good friend of Mother Nature.
Oh, I thought you are Mother Nature.
No, we're friends. We're like sisters. She gave me some messages to come in.
So you're not Mother Nature.
I am not.
Zach, why in the hell did we book this old lady then for?
She was too busy causing earthquakes in Japan.
Oh, Mother Nature? I thought you said Julie Andrews. My bad.
At least say that you're Mother Nature's lover to make it more interesting.
We don't disclose that information publicly.
Okay, well, what about privately?
That's true.
Oh, baby.
Okay, got it. All right. So you have some fun facts for us?
I do. So according to our lovely and very important source of news, Facebook, a study was done. Couples are most likely to break up in the spring and 2 weeks before Christmas.
Wow.
The lowest breakup time of the year was Christmas Day and August through October.
That's pretty important.
I think it's accustomed to drinking.
It could be.
Drinking what?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
The fall and the spring equinoxes are the only two times during the year when the sun rises due east and sets due west.
Oh.
Yes, yes. On the first day of spring.
The first, like today.
That is today.
Yes.
True love
not
gave
Mother
to
Nature.
You.
You seem surprised.
On the first day of spring. No, I'm not. I know these things.
Don't piss her off.
A person at the North.
Why not? She's not Mother Nature. She can't do anything to us.
Shush.
See, that's all she can do.
You invite me onto the show and then you are really rude.
No, we invited Mother Nature. You're telling us we didn't get Mother Nature.
She's busy with volcanoes and earthquakes.
Yeah, Japan. Yeah, she's having sushi.
Oh, shit. We got the secretary.
Oh, my God. A person at the North Pole would see the sun skimming across the horizon, beginning 6 months of uninterrupted daylight. That sounds like bullshit. A person at the South Pole would see the sun skimming across the horizon, signaling the start of 6 months of darkness.
Also bullshit?
I don't want to live there.
Well, go ask your mother.
Okay, I have a question then. If you're not Mother Nature, what's your name?
Susie.
Because, you know, the bit here says spring facts from Mother Nature.
She was very busy today, okay?
Yeah, so glad you changed it.
We have a date tonight. I'll catch up with her then. Why?
You having tacos?
She's learning how to give a rib job.
Having a whole plate of pasta.
Back to my facts from Miss Mother Nature.
Yeah, if you're like our friend Amber, make sure you have some wine with Mother Nature because, you know, it'll loosen her up so you can have some taco.
Course,
you know what? I can't believe it's not Mother Nature.
I can't believe it's not butter.
What haters? While springtime brings flowers and... I'm never coming on this show again.
Thank
While
God.
Springtime brings flowers and warmer weather, it may be the worst time for human babies to be born.
Music is sad.
Yes, it is. A large-scale study found that babies born in the spring are more likely to develop schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression, and anorexia.
I bet she has all of them.
I dated one of those one time.
So don't screw in the fall, then.
Do not.
Okay.
It would be the summer.
Summer? Oh, don't screw in the summer?
Yeah. Sandy.
I'm still going, Mr. Steve. Please hold.
Mr. Steve.
If the first day of spring in the Southern Hemisphere is the first day of fall...
That sounds like bullshit.
In the Northern Hemisphere. It is a fact.
No, it sounds like bullshit.
Because the earth is round.
Because the other thing you said was fact, and you said was bullshit, so this has to be bullshit, too.
No, it was a fact, but this would have sucked to live there.
Oh.
That's what bullshit was.
These facts all sound tilted.
They do.
Oh, it took on their... They're on their axis.
Can't say the word, can you?
We shouldn't. It's not a word. The first spring flowers are typically lilacs, irises, lilies, tulips, daffodils, and dandelions.
She sounds like she's in a sewer.
I am.
Yeah, that's where her mind is.
I'm in a cave.
Of wonders.
The myth. God damn it. Okay, the myth that it is possible to balance an egg on its end on the spring equinox is just that. It is a myth. Trying to balance an oval-shaped object on its end is no easier on the spring equinox than on any other day of the damn year.
Question.
Don't try it. Yes, sir.
No easier?
No easier.
I don't know if that's the proper way to say it.
Well, This was given to me.
By Mother Nature? She wrote... Oh.
No, she has
that's
some...
facts from Mother Nature.
Can I ask you a question?
Facebook.
Do you shave your Mother Nature?
Shave? Do I shave my Mother Nature?
Yes.
When she wants me to.
Oh, okay, just ask you.
Oh. It's a mutual shower for thing we just did.
Canceled.
Oh. Oh, hey, we should go over.
Okay, I'm a little excited now.
Mr. Steve, naughty, naughty boy. The myth that... Okay, hold on. Oh, here we go. The onset of menopause is significantly higher in winter than in the spring or autumn, with smaller peaks of it in the summer.
Hi.
I do not know why.
Discovered it yourself?
No, I have not yet. I will have to look up this research on the very, very reliable source of Facebook.
Or Google.
Because those are reliable.
This is from Facebook. Some, you know.
Are you sure?
Yes. It says it right here. Mother Nature was very busy and lazy.
Oh, and she's lazy.
Yes, she was a lazy bitch this morning. Studies show that there is a regular seasonal variation.
She's baking cookies.
In sperm quality.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Specifically, sperm concentration was highest in the spring and lowest in the autumn.
So it's thicker in the spring and more runny.
I do not know the viscosity of this, but I just am reading.
Uh-huh. We're learning about baby batter.
We are. Hang on. Studies show that there is a regular seasonal... Oh, that's sweet. Every year on the first day of spring, people in Poland gather to burn an effigy and throw it into the river to bid winter fair fucking well.
Oh.
Out with the winter. It brings menopause and crazy, out. Crazy women.
Like you.
No.
Oh.
I have dated them, though.
She's actually a man with a high voice.
March is named after Mars, the Roman god of war. In ancient Rome, this month signaled the beginning of warfare season.
I thought it was duck season.
Doesn't that coordinate, interestingly, with sperm viscosity?
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
I'd like to finish duck this season. List and leave you, you assholes. Honeybees are more likely to Honeybees.
I love that song. Blake Shelton.
Honeybees. I don't know that. Honeybees are more likely to swarm during the spring, and they swarm as a way to start new colonies from successful ones. Surprisingly, swarming honeybees are very docile and the most friendly they will ever be the entire year.
Oh, kind of like the Cheerios guy, then.
It all goes with menopause and sperm.
Well,
they're all going after Mother Nature.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly. The queen bee.
I'm out of here. I'm getting a text from Mother Nature. She's ready.
What's she saying? Wait, ready for what?
The queen bee.
I don't know, but I'm nervous. It could be a myriad of things.
A myriad?
Myriad.
Myriad?
You need a dictionary, sir.
You need a face.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Enjoy spring, everyone. Enjoy
Thank
spring.
You.
You're so welcome. You're not welcome. I'm not coming back again.
Thank you, not Mother Nature.
Amber, you wouldn't believe what just happened when you went to go poo.
My nose is running.
Did she talk about all these allergies, all these flowers?
Oh, everything.
Oh, yeah.
My nose is running in
Oh, you're sounding it right now.
Yeah.
It's all coming up to here and everything.
Man, this wind has been awful.
What wind?
You haven't, hasn't been windy here?
No.
I mean, it's died down a little bit, but it was crazy windy in the Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
I still think we should...
My allergies.
Yeah. Oops, that's the wrong one. Let me try that again.
Those allergies.
It's rabbit season. Oh. Duck season. Rabbit fever.
I love this.
Duck season. Rabbit fever. Duck season. Rabbit fever. Rabbit season. Duck fever. Rabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
Oh, look at these bills spin.
I need a big old bowl of Captain Crunch right now.
Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season.
Fire!
Oh, boy.
This bill's backward now.
Okay. This time you start it. What do you say? Webbit. Duck fire!
Okay, do you remember the frog? Remember the little Michigan frog?
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby.
Okay. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Do we think that character was based on like the minstrels, like the do you think it's racist?
No. Do you, so are you trying to say, do you think that he was based upon a blackface performer?
Yes.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, Dave Chappelle don't. Thought so.
I have always, I mean, as a kid, I was always like, I love that frog.
I do too. But,
I love the frog too.
Who's your favorite Looney Tunes character?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Doc. You know it's me. Or actually, it might just perhaps be me.
That's a tough one because, I mean, there are so many good... I mean, Bugs, I mean, hands down, it's kind of like saying,
yes.
Who's your favorite Disney character? Well, Mickey, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the first ones. For me, though, it's got to be Bugs in a certain situation for me to really enjoy Bugs. But I would say I do love Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I say, boy.
I liked the hen. Oh, plucky hen.
Yeah.
Oh, Foghorn.
Oh, Mother Nature's secretary.
So beautiful. Like that she has
the Mother Nature. Yeah, exactly.
She's following him around and she just wants to, and he's like, oh.
Yeah.
He's like, no, dear.
Yeah, I know they just killed him recently, which was a stupid thing.
I have no idea.
Just cancel Pepe Le Pew.
That's really stupid.
And then they're also changing Lola Bunny's outfit because they're saying it's too feminist, or not feminist, excuse me, too sexy
None
or something.
None of the new should even exist. Yeah. The old stuff's the classic stuff's what's real.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew I thought was just hysterical.
And look, this is what made Pepe Le Pew funny. It wasn't so much his, what people are calling his rapey vibe. It was the fact that when he would hug the cat and he's like trying to kiss her, and the cat struggling to get out and she can't. It's like 30 seconds of just like her moving, he's stiff.
Yes,
it's hilarious.
And the way to be a little brittle.
It's more of a, it's a matter of like animals, like, you know.
Yeah, it was
having fun and joking.
My favorite character, because you know, I'm just gonna go with it.
Warner Brothers.
No, I love Tweety.
Well, it's Warner Brothers.
Oh, is it Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
That's not Looney Tunes, is it?
Looney Tunes
is Warner Brothers.
Yeah. So I love that Tweety just was so effortless. And
that's my mom's favorite, too.
It's so sweet and walked in and out and, you know, just walked in and out of everything. Nobody can see my little
dainty.
Strength during.
He's so innocent.
Well, just walked in and out of the cage and this Sylvester just...
This little pity went to the market. This little pity went to the store. Oh, look at that. Went out of pitties. Yeah. Oh no, piggies.
I do hate though. I like cringe when I see what chick's got that tattoo of Tweety. I'm like, oh, god, oh, it's the worst. Oh gosh.
Why? Where do they put it?
Everywhere. It's awful. Like with it.
Like on their boob?
On their ankles or as a tramp stamp? Like who? Ankle tattoo?
You've seen a tramp stamp of Tweety bird on somebody?
You're very judgmental.
Or the hip? Or do you remember when girls could get those like? Tattoos like a high.
Yeah.
Oh, gag me.
No, but you've actually seen a tramp stamp of Tweety Bird because that is cringy beyond cringe.
I've seen so many awful ones. Ooh. And I unfortunately have one that I'm not fighting.
A Tweety Bird?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No.
Strike a nerve, did we?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out people are not going to remember. When I was young, I loved Tom Terrific and his Mighty Manfred the Wonder Dog. Many years ago, it was like so much fun. I think the nemesis was Krabby Appleton. He was rotten to the core.
Are you dating yourself here?
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Tom Terrific was like, well, see there he is. It was almost like just line drawings.
Yeah. There was a lot of, I think, cartoons that were good or whatever, but we got so sensitive.
Hate YouTube commercials.
You know,
screw you,
that,
YouTube.
It just changed everything, and I think it ruined everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but, you look at some of the things, especially the Bugs Bunny genre, the violence was insane.
Yeah. But nobody ever thought about actually doing it, though. We knew it was a cartoon. We knew it was this, you know?
It was just funny.
Yeah.
This is Mighty Manfred, huh?
Or Tom Terrific. Wow. And
Tom
then
Terrific.
Heckle and Jekyll. I remember that. Heckle and Jekyll.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Oh, yes!
Danger is my meat. Speaking of cartoons, we just went to go see a Tom and Jerry movie just recently.
You went to somewhere to see it?
A drive-in.
Oh.
In Paramount, yeah. Great movie.
Wait,
great,
there's
great,
a new
great.
One?
Yeah, new Tom and Jerry. And it's put out by Warner Brothers. They acquired the rights from Hanna-Barbera. And they did a great job of really incorporating the characters and telling a really good story. It's a little bit predictable, but the outcome of it and the way it is and the way it happens, it wasn't like cameos type of a thing, whatever. Tom and Jerry are actually part of the plot itself and everything and so forth.
I do love some Tom and Jerry, but still, my favorite cat's Sylvester.
I love his kid.
I gotta ask you, Sean. I gotta ask one. Did Tom do a lot of like the famous screams that he does?
Oh yes.
Yes, on some of them. Well, pull up the
this one. That's the best one.
Do the new trailer for it.
See, I need a big bowl of cereal sitting on the floor right now on a shag orange carpet.
Zach and I are on the same page because the ones that I really like the most are the Fred Quimby produced, which are all the MGM ones. And that's done, it's 151 done by that. Oh, yeah. You can count
on me now. Watch the Tom and Jerry trailer for those of you playing at home.
Is that singing? That's what friends are supposed to do. Oh, shit.
And Tom gets hit by a bus.
In the big city.
Aw.
What?
Wag. This hotel has been host to 4 presidents, 3 popes, 2 kings, and we're about to host the wedding of the century.
Do you think you're qualified to take on this position?
I shine under pressure, like a diamond. Or Rihanna.
Another thing.
Did she snort?
No, I did. I love that.
We have a mouse problem.
With the what now?
They don't talk, do they?
I'll catch it, sir.
No. Okay, good. Because there was a Tom and Jerry movie in the 90s that was one of my favorites, and it was the hook to it was they talked.
So detailed.
Tom and Jerry talk for the first time.
Or we can leverage millions of years of predatory evolution. Not the baddest lie.
It looks cute.
I'd have to eat a bunch of edibles first.
That might be fun. Well, not fun for me. That might turn on me. Tom might become real.
You're right. Oh, no, I might just get
No, it's kidding. It's really good.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a real good movie. We really enjoyed it. I mean, we were laughing from the time it started till it ended. It's really good.
Okay. And I say I always loved Tom and Jerry, but my mind goes back further to my favorite cat, Felix.
Oh, gosh.
Felix,
yes.
The cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat.
Everybody loves Felix.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of laughter and cartoons that make us laugh and everything, laughter is a good part of your health.
Is that a cough?
You all right? Wow. Good job, guys. Of course, we can all think of a friend or a movie or both if we're lucky enough to make us laugh. But the absent those authentic triggers, how often do you laugh? For actor Carl Reiner, the answer was daily. Maybe he was actually on to something. Quote, "There's no doubt about it," he said in his last Washington Post interview. "Laughter is my first priority. I watch something every night that makes me laugh. I wake up and tickle myself while I'm still in bed." There is no greater pleasure than pointing at something, smiling, and laughing about it.
Oh, boy.
I don't think there's any more important than being able to laugh. When you can laugh, life is worth living. It keeps me going. It keeps me young. Laughter can also keep you healthy. According to the Mayo Clinic, research has found that both short and long-term benefits. Laughter can increase oxygen to the heart, lungs, and muscles. It increases the endorphins that are released by your brain and improves your mood and reduce physical pain. So how can you add daily laughter pill or to your diet? Well, with Netflix and other streaming sites, watching a funny movie is a lot easier than it was for writer Norman Cousins 50 years ago. Battling a crippling disease, Cousins watched Candid Camera, Marx Brothers, and other funny films and found that 10 minutes of deep belly laughter gave him 2 hours of pain-free sleep.
Aww.
"Each patient carries his own doctors inside him," he wrote in his 1979 bestseller, Anatomy of an Illness. An international movement called Laughter Yoga has introduced laughter exercises to millions through clubs, workshops, and YouTube videos. The program is guided by four elements: clapping, breathing exercises, childlike playfulness, and laughing exercises. Laughter guru Dr. Manon Katira says that says all can benefit from laughter yoga, especially older adults, college students, and people with cancer and depression. You know, this is so true. Our friend Craig Shoemaker, who's been on the show a few times, has an organization yes. also called Laughter Heals. And matter of fact, Karen Volpe, a friend of ours who passed away last year, who was diagnosed with cancer, we made sure she was introduced to Craig because we want her to be a part of his Laughter Heals to help with that. Because Craig told a very interesting story to us where he had a friend who was diagnosed, I think, with a brain tumor or some kind of cancer or whatever, and a very good close friend of his. And they kind of told him, get things in order. He's got a couple of weeks.
Oh, shit.
And Craig didn't believe him. And Craig had done all this research and everything. He actually has a doctor's degree and wrote his thesis on how laughter actually helps the body, just like the article was saying, with the endorphins and so forth. His friend, he would go over to the house every day for a certain period of time, and they would just laugh, watch movies, and laugh. Anything, whatever, even if it was forcible, laugh. He lasted another 15 years.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's,
before he passed away.
Makes a lot of sense.
And even on his deathbed, you know, Craig goes, I walked in and he's there and everything. He goes, dude, you know, we've laughed at everything that we can laugh about. He goes, I don't know what to do. He goes, I don't, you want me to whack you off one more time or something? And, you know, and his
wow.
friend, and his friend laughed and goes, and passed away.
Aww.
In that laughter, though. You know, I mean, what joy can that bring, you know, to that?
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's one reason why, as a reminder, I do this show personally. Mm-hmm. You know, I went into a deep depression four or five years ago, and I wasn't laughing like I used to. And every week I get to look forward to come have you guys come into my home where we broadcast this podcast, and I'm guaranteed laughter,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. And that, looking forward to that every weekend, every Saturday, has just got rid of all the stuff that was inside me. And it's like, it's hard for me now to get mad or get cranky or this or that or whatever, you know, because it's something for me to look forward to. Mm-hmm. You know, and laughter truly heals. And it's, I mean, when you laugh, you do feel better about yourself.
Absolutely. Through the pandemic, I you know, I went on a huge movie and TV binge. And when I would watch serious things, I'd get really kind of depressed, and I'd probably want to drink more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what? Forget that. I watched all of Seinfeld. I watched all of the Golden Girls.
Oh, goodness.
And I just go. I went through. Oh, man, that's like, it is therapy.
It is
good for your soul.
It really is, yeah. Let's do a quick round robin. What are some shows or things, or whatever, that really, really make you laugh, though, or movies, whatever? Steve, you want to go first?
Okay.
Yeah.
Two shows come to mind. One, we used the theme song for Catching Up. That was Soap.
Yeah.
That was just hysterical. The characters were funny. Billy Crystal.
Oh,
was
God,
on
he's
it,
so good.
And stuff like that. And oh, my God. And then the other one is 2.5 Men. For some reason.
Oh, you love that one.
I can watch those episodes over and over and over, and I still laugh my ass off.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, those are the ones that really,
that's true.
Really do it.
What are some of your favorite comedians besides Craig Shoemaker?
Well, Rodney Dangerfield
uh-huh.
was like, oh, yeah. I love watching
Zach,
him
because
he and Johnny
hell, I get no respect.
Had like a script to follow, and he would always like kind of jump around and kind of screw Johnny up. And Johnny would say something about his health, and Rodney was not there yet in the script in his mind,
right?
Stuff like that. It was really hysterical. Rodney Dangerfield.
Zach, what about you?
Things
that make you laugh, or comedians, or movies.
well, we're going to go to TV shows. Definitely Two and a Half Men. Uh-huh. I could watch reruns of that for hours and not even really pay. I can do homework and not even pay attention and still get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody Loves Raymond was another one for me. That was much more when I was in finishing grade school, going into junior high. I didn't really watch a lot of sitcoms or anything like that. I never watched Seinfeld. I didn't watch The Cosby Show or anything like that. But for some reason, Everybody Loves Raymond was near and dear to my heart. I have no idea why. I think it's because Peter Boyle, who was Ray's dad, it reminded me a lot of my grandpa.
Oh, really?
Parts of it. Like how him and Ray's mom,
the relationship that they were grandparents
Peter had. Boyle and Doris Roberts, their interaction, it reminded me of my grandparents a little bit.
That's funny.
They weren't like that extreme, but there was a few times that like stood out. I still think one of my favorite lines.
The moments were there.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments actually on that show was, I think it was a Christmas episode, and Ray Romano got his wife an original copy of To Kill a Mockingbird, the book.
Uh-huh.
And they're sitting there and, you know, savoring the moment, and, you know, it's like a lot of oohs and ahs because it's Christmas and it was sweet. And then all of a sudden, Peter Boyle just goes, "I killed a bird once." Yeah. and the moment was ruined.
Oh, jeez.
I remember.
That's the kind of thing my grandpa would do. Like, he would ruin those moments, like, purposely.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Actually, wait, real quick. I got one more. Since I'm on a roll.
No.
Can I?
Go ahead.
When I was a kid, my grandma got a bunch of Klondike bars for my birthday party for school, my first grade birthday party.
Okay.
And she told my grandpa not to eat any. Well, he snuck in one night and he ate a couple of them. So when my birthday came around, there wasn't enough Klondike bars for the kids. And my grandma would never let him see it down. So one day, this was the same day. Sorry. So we're cutting my birthday cake. Everyone's having cake. We're sitting there, dead quiet. My grandma's still kind of mad at him. And all of a sudden, we just hear my grandma go, "What would you do for a Klondike bar?" And then my grandpa just goes, "Oh, come on."
I remember in that show, I think it was Doris Roberts' character took an art class, a sculpture class.
Uh-huh.
And she created
this
huge sculpture.
And
kinda
it looked like ethereal,
and it looked like a big vagina.
Literally.
And
she didn't
see it, but
everybody else did.
Walks in and just... their eyes like, "Oh my God, oh my God, should we tell her?"
And Peter Boyle's going like, "Why do I like this so much? I don't know. There's something about it that I really, it draws me in." And then finally, at the end of the episode, the brother whispers into Peter Boyle's ear what it is. And he just goes, "Holy crap." And that's the end.
That's funny. For me, it's just so many things can make me laugh. Simplicity of certain things. The ironic things of wordplay or whatever. Sometimes it can be something, a genius writing like Aaron Sorkin's script or something like that. for me, I think two of my favorite comedians right off the bat, hands down, Robin Williams and Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then to have those guys improv together and see the friendship that they had and how they complimented each other, especially when Billy was saying, you know, it was hard to keep up with him. And it's like, but you did it with such ease, and yet it was hard for him to keep up with Robin. You know, I always thought that was amazing because the blend of them worked really, really well when something came off well. You know, any movie that can really make me laugh or whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. And I've learned to try to, when I laugh, to laugh hard. Matter of fact, my neighbors, when we do the podcast, they can hear my laughter carry over when I'm really laughing. And they go, "We love to hear your laugh."
How they can hear it all the way across the...
They can. I project, baby.
He laughs loud.
I project. So, exactly. So, you know, you know, I think anything Mel Brooks makes me laugh too. Sometimes the simplicity of the humor or the intellect of the humor. Like, for example, the movie Airplane. Okay. When you watch it and you see the plane flying in the sky, you don't hear a jets.
Yeah.
You hear a propeller.
Yeah.
After the whole movie. It's
it took me five times to watch the movie
to
realize it was a propeller, not a jet airplane. I'm like, "Oh, my God, that's brilliant."
Yeah.
You know.
There's a there is now a thing on YouTube that actually takes Airplane and Zero Hour and
puts them side by side,
projects them side by side, or shows the scenes like through the movies, you know, how they cop, and they didn't have to because they didn't think it would be a problem for them to kind of copy Zero Hour to do Airplane, but they bought the rights to it anyway to make sure.
Just to check it out.
So, and then when you watch Zero Hour, if you don't realize, you're suddenly going,
why does this look familiar?
Why is this funny? And what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that one line, too, that Mel Brooks talks about Hedy Lamarr, because she was going to sue him because of the name usage or whatever. And in the line of Blazing Saddles, he says, oh, well, if we make or whatever off the railroad, whatever, don't worry about it. You know, we can sue her.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And there's a whole line in that, you know. But it's, to me, it's those funny things. It's
we're going to have to go back. Someone's going to have to go back to town and get a shitload of times.
As opposed to just going around the toll booth.
So what was the reason for her suing again?
So it had to do with them using her name, and she didn't want that to happen or whatever.
And they use it like a shitty way?
No.
Do you know the movie Blazing Saddles?
I haven't seen it in quite a long time, but I don't remember them mentioning her.
Because the character's name was Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, that's, I mean,
that's what it was all about. And she was going to sue over that.
Was he making fun of, was the character making fun of her in any way? Or was it just
No, it was just funny.
It was just a thing that they wanted to tag along with. Because the joke was, it's Hedy, not Hedy.
Yes. Hedy. Hedy Lamarr.
Yeah. Hedy. Yeah, that's all it was. But, no, I mean, for me, it's something.
I side with her, sorry.
For me, it's the simple things or whatever. It's like watching an old Jerry Lewis movie. It's like watching an old Abbott and Costello film. The simple silliness of things or whatever, you know.
Well, keep enjoying it before it gets canceled for some fucking reason.
Christopher, you said, do we got some stuff that people are talking about online?
Yes, we do. So over on Facebook, we
asked what
movies.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, Chris. I had you muted.
You weren't on.
Hello.
Mike wasn't on.
There you go.
So, yeah, over on Facebook and Twitter. We asked you guys, what movie is always able to make you laugh? And so we have
seen that one,
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, wow.
Christmas Story.
Okay.
That's a good one too. Yeah.
Shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, I love it when the kid gets his stung tuck.
Oh, it's
his stung stuck.
His tongue stuck. There you go. Yeah. Oh God, it's so good.
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yes.
Love. Oh, that was on last night, and we were watching it.
Karen, I got to give Karen a big heart for that one.
My clock is ticking.
Yeah. Lori, Christmas Vacation, yes. Christmas Story, yes. It doesn't make me laugh as much, but I do love that.
And finally,
Two Utes. Two what?
And finally, we have Uncle Buck.
Yes.
That's a good one, too.
Anything with John Candy.
Are you on drugs?
Francis, completely agree with you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Cool. Yes.
So that's what we got over on the online side.
All right, cool. Thank you,
Christopher. Really good.
Thank you, Christopher. That's cool.
Do you know, I watched my favorite Thanksgiving. Is it Thanksgiving? Is the John Candy one with Steve Martin, and it's
Airplane, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes. Just the
so good.
The hotel. The motel scene with this.
Where's so your good. Hand? Between two pillows.
Oh my God! It is.
And he's drinking the beer. And he's eating.
Just
the,
so
and
good.
Oh my gosh! And the bed's disgusting. And then. Oh
and the thing
God.
Is, you can't get tired of a really good comedy.
No, it's,
you know,
watch it over and over again.
Yeah, I mean,
if you are a mind to watching the old Marx Brothers movies, are just a fun time.
Oh my God!
Just a fun time.
And if you listen carefully, same thing. It's, I mean, Groucho. Total play on words.
Groucho or Groucho?
Yes.
Groucho.
And it's a total play on words or whatever, and it's like, it's a circle. I think one of my favorite TV shows, too, of recent, and it's not a sitcom, but it's Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's everything is improv or whatever. You cannot sit through that and not laugh. You really can't.
Yeah, just good characters, good people. Ryan Stiles and Colin Lockery and
Mockery.
Wayne Mockery, yeah. Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady, and then whoever and, the fourth person may be.
I remember his name.
Yeah. I love a little British humor. So, like, some besides Golden
I love
Girls,
British humor too.
Besides Golden Girls and Seinfeld, I'll make this quick so we gotta move on. But Miranda, which is an English, it's like, I think there's two or three seasons of that. That's really funny, Miranda Hart. But Miranda, it's so goofy, but it's really good. They tried to turn it into an American sitcom, but it did not work. Oh gosh, Little Britain. No, yes, no, guys, Little Britain.
I remember it's used to watch
old.
Are You Being Served?
Yeah, that's
where they
good,
all
yeah.
worked
yeah.
in the
Little
department
Britain's
store.
A really good improv sketch comedy.
And to me, anything Monty Python?
Little Britain is kind of a evolved version of that.
Okay.
It's these two guys. Yeah. It's really funny. And then what else? Oh, you can't. I've been a fan of Ab Fab since it came out in the 90s. Ab Fab is one of my favorites.
Oh my god, yeah, those two women were amazing.
It makes me want to drink, though. That's one of my only things that makes me want to drink. Do cocaine.
Speaking of women, you have the upgraded version, I think, of Golden Girls, which is kind of the opposite, though, but which was Hot in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was a little different.
So good, funny, though. And Betty White.
Know,
oh, my God.
No, it's just not the same. It's just
Betty White.
It's, you know, that Estelle was... Getty. And then you have, you know, Blanche.
Yeah.
Why did her...
See, in England, two things pop out. Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah.
And Benny Hill.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes,
yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, we need to move on. Okay. But laugh. Laugh as much as you can, guys.
Ha ha ha!
Now, this is not a laughing matter, though. This is something a little bit more serious, and we can laugh at it, but at the same token, this is a serious thing. And Steve, you wanted to bring this up.
Yeah, this is something that could turn into a real, honest discussion between people, because after last year, people were actually... separated, who would have been together, but they were separated because of the pandemic, and a lot of things happened. So I'm gonna start reading in my Men's Health magazine. There's an article, and it's called "Tech Dirty to Me," and it's the blurb is: a year of isolation led to a boom in sex technology that just might recharge your love life. I'll read a little bit of there. Social distancing, great for public health. Not so great for your sex life, at least when it comes to sex with other humans. While your Tinder inbox may have been quiet this past year, there's been a lot of buzz. That's a funny thing because it's vibrator pun. In the wonderful world of sex technology, from skyrocketing sex toy sales to the fact that your grandma has suddenly heard of the website OnlyFans. It's called OnlyFans. Now, people have become more comfortable and accepting of relying on online technology in every dimension of their lives. As PhD Bryant Paul, an associate professor of media psychology at Indiana. Now, sex is apparently, and not surprisingly, no obsession. Exception. Whoa. I'm not even high today. Huh. One in five people tried something new in the bedroom during the first few months of the pandemic, including watching porn, visiting, performing on cam sites, using advanced sexual technology such as remote-controlled sex toys. According to a Kinsey Institute survey of 1,500 adults, those who tried new things were more likely to say their sex lives had improved. Now, this comes something that's been going on since actually a long time ago. Zach's gonna like this.
I doubt it.
Okay, Kyle Maculis's first encounter with a connected sex toy happened more than 10 years ago. The Trance Vibrator, a small rectangular USB connected black box, wasn't initially designed for sexual purposes. The vibrating appendage was released as an accompaniment to the PlayStation 2 and Dreamcast musical shooter Rez. It was intended to provide extra stimulation for people playing their way through the myriad of levels, but it didn't take long for users to adapt its purpose. I hooked it up to Second Life,
oh my God,
so that people could use Second Life as a sex interface, since they could be or do whatever they could dream up.
I mean, I guess I see the connection.
And build in the game. So he spent the past decade reverse engineering smart sex toys to make using them more fun. Even back in 2006, when the concept of connected sex toys was still fairly niche, there was considerable interest in the Res Vibrator. Now, this brings us to today, and there is, it's called Cyber Dildonics, or offshoot of that is called Teledildonics, and that's the technical term for sex toys that can be controlled from other devices. Now, during isolation, many people have been shelling out for these higher-tech sex toys that offer some semblance of human connection. Being able to adjust the speed and intensity of your partner's vibrator while the two of you are getting down over FaceTime. So this is more
interesting,
you know, today. There's Teledildonics game Wii Vibe, and it makes remote controlling vibrators that control to an app called Wii Connect. And then here's the thing here that I'm getting to. Excuse me. Okay. There's a company called Loveence, like Love Sense, only without the S, it's Loveence, whose Nora and Max 2 toys react to each other's movements so partners can have interactive sex when they're apart. The male slides the sleeve onto his penis. The woman inserts the Nora, which would be like a vibrator. And over the internet, while they're actually seeing each other and talking in a chat, when he moves...
It's like something from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, her vibrator moves inside her, and as she moves, his sleeve reacts to how she's moving, and the two of them are having simulated sex together. So this is a whole new world that, well... First off, here's a question. Would you do something like this?
That's what that was building up to? Boy, whoo.
What?
Well, again, explain it, though.
I know. I didn't know that was getting to that.
It's not like picking my interest in, like, but I mean, yeah. Maybe? I don't.
I guess if I was drunk enough, I mean, sure, why not?
See, it's a new thing, so.
Yeah,
I guess, you know.
I think if you take away the price of what these things can do, because I know they can be very pricey, especially with certain sex dolls and so forth, because there's so many that are lifelike. You know, they start around $2,000 and kind of go up from there, depending on what you want. So to add in sound and this and that or whatever, but now to have the technology to where it's connected to your partner via the computer or whatever, and now. You're feeling what their movements are and so forth and everything. Mm-hmm. I think if it's a long distance relationship, it may work out. It may help out. Yeah. You know, I mean, even though, let's say, you know, the guy is using a fleshlight type of device or whatever. That was the thing I was trying to talk about yesterday. You know, because it's, you know, instead of having it be using your hand, you know, for it as the penis is inserted, you know, and then there's these controls that are inside of based upon what your partner is doing 2,000 miles away,
right?
You know, if it helps a couple, why not?
Okay,
I think different strokes for different folks, yo.
Yeah, that brings up another question,
right?
I have is that well, if it's something you would do with your wife or girlfriend, sex partner, would it be something you would do with who besides them?
I mean, I bet people could meet in online. I don't know. There's so many different.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, people.
It's unlimited.
People have, you know, traditionally, if you want to have sex with somebody else, you like cheat, as it were, and with someone else. But with this, it's like. It's a new concept that's different from cheating, even though some people say, oh, well, it's cheating, but it's just...
My mind just went into a crazy place.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's some people, too, who feel that you know, masturbating or whatever with a sex toy is cheating, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is stupid.
Yeah, baby.
But, I mean, I've heard of this technology before. It's been out for a number of years, but where it was connected more or less to a porno film that you were watching. So you were the center of attention.
I've heard that the Wii Vibe thing has been out for like 5-6 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
People have used it way before the pandemic.
Yeah, and so but it's been more or less connected to, like I said, a movie or whatever. So you're feeling the reaction of the movie or something. But now this is to where it's another step to where your part, whatever your partner is doing, you're feeling that reaction. So
that's a huge bit. That's more personal.
Yeah.
You can meet somebody online and be like, hey, here's my code.
Yeah.
But they also have to have the device, though, too.
Well, maybe give it time, and you'll have a remote device that you can, like, anybody can code
you
in.
Can
just like a, yeah, yeah. Everybody will. It's going to be an app.
Just and press the pound key.
Here and comes then, kind of an odd question.
Okay, I got you go.
We haven't gotten there already.
Like people do with computers, people hack this. Stuff.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. But now you think about it, there's a future to this. There's a future to everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a future to this. How far could it possibly go? We now have sex dolls who have animatronics who can actually perform sex for someone who owns them. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in the future, couples could each have a sex doll that looked like the other one, and when they're with sex dolls, they
can do
combine each other. Like,
I mean, what if people like created avatars?
Yeah,
some dude in his basement who's like creates this like spelt thing, and he's like, "Hey, baby," and he's
hey
guys. And the other lady and the across the country and her. Never mind.
Go ahead and continue. I'm trying to follow you.
Yeah, but they create avatars that are these, you know, and then the avatars get to, but they have these dolls. I mean, they're so, it's endless. And you've seen this in movies. I mean, nothing has not been thought of in sci-fi. This all is in, what's the movie that I keep thinking of, the one with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, I mean.
I love that.
There's so many different.
Well, they also kind of create that whole fantasy world in the Tom Cruise one, too.
Oh, Minority Report?
Yeah. You know, where you go into it, whatever, and you put the glasses on, you have your fantasies, because it's a virtual realm or whatever.
That's
so,
a good movie, by the way.
I mean, look, those type of things, whatever, they've all been thought about.
That's not the movie I thought that was.
It's not sexual, Minority Report.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought we were talking about the one Minority Report with Tom Cruise. That's where he can see into the future and stops
the
crimes
precogs.
Before they happen.
Right.
Yeah, but he keeps reliving his old memories.
Oh, no. There's a scene in there where he goes to visit a guy who can help him, and he owns a store or whatever where they have these virtual fantasies.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that. He's trying to see. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Like Westworld.
Okay, now we've talked about couples doing this and how in the future things are. I guess the natural progression would be that not just couples, but maybe friends with benefits.
There's no end to the things that people will do.
Or with strangers, you have like clubs where everybody has their own interactive device and it's connected with a code, and anybody in this club, people who are strangers, can connect with each other. And do this.
Yeah, I mean, you have people in the lifestyle or whatever, and there could be these sex or whatever of like you said, like a different type of club or whatever. You know, you find somebody attractive, or whatever, in Ohio or whatever, and if they have the same devices or whatever, and kind of hook up that way. In that essence, you know,
why was it Ohio?
Because you're from there.
Jeez.
Wow.
You know, like Cleveland or something. I don't know. But I mean, like Amber was saying, I mean, the possibilities are almost endless with it, and
they're as sick and twisted as the human mind. Any combination.
Yeah, but see, now that's the thing there. Now it's sick and twisted, like things used to be in the past that aren't sick and twisted now.
Well, okay, so here's what I thought. This could go really awry with, like, you talk about hackers,
right?
But like, what are like? Okay, this is really dark. But like a hacker rape fantasy. You know what I mean? Like it's. But does that make sense? It's not really actual.
Well, but I understand what you're saying. Of course, this is something you can automatically just hit a button and just
Yeah.
Turned off. Okay, here's the last thing that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Sex therapy.
Huge. People need it.
Yeah.
A lot of people need it. It's still kind of a stigma to be a sex therapist, but it's getting more mainstream. This would allow sex therapy where there's no actual direct contact.
Yes.
Yeah, which very true.
Could be even better because some people are so averse to mm-hmm. direct contact with people. Mm-hmm. So they don't have sex or anything, and this is the kind of thing that possibly...
And it could help it out, could an awful lot of people, too. Out.
So it's, like you said, a little serious
yeah.
when you talk about yeah, this thing, because it could become very important in the future.
The spectrum is very, very broad. I mean, you know, it's...
It could be dark like you, or very
I
scientific like Steve.
There you go.
Wow. How the tables have turned.
Sciency.
And for me, I'm just right in the middle going, I'm just here for the fun.
Yeah.
Increase true. The Flash Gordon noise and put true. More science stuff around.
Exactly. Should we play the game?
I think so.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the game show that makes Mother Nature go, I can't believe it's not Jeopardy. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Whee. Whee! That's good. Sorry.
I thought that was fun.
I thought so.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It was cool when I saw the article in the Men's Health, and I was like, what the hell? Yeah. And then after I read the article, I'm like, wow, there's a lot to that.
Taking another step. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, question number one. Play. Oh, there we go. Excuse me.
Oh, and I got to use my new tablet.
Oh.
To do that.
Oh, all my right. God.
Samsung fancy.
Samsung. Yeah, I got a new tablet.
David Young with a J, is considered by many to be the originator of which famous food? David Young. Your hint is China.
Steve. Ramen?
Oh, gosh.
No. That is not Chinese, sir.
Well, hint is China?
China.
Okay, let's see.
But China.
Which is,
what year,
yeah,
I wonder?
With Vietnam and China became one country.
Do you even know? Don't guess.
In earliest 20th century California is what it says.
20th century California.
Say
your name, sir.
The thing.
Your name, sir.
At the end of it. Hold on. I gotta get Sean. The fortune cookie.
That is correct. That is super racist the way we are describing that.
Okay. Yeah.
Super racist. Question number two. I'm getting canceled.
Yes, you are.
With Pepe Le Pew.
See.
That was so stupid.
It is.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That and Mr. Potato Head just had me infuriated.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss, I mean, it's just, come on.
And now can we trans Potato Head.
Knock it off. Hey, we do need a trans... Shut up.
Okay.
Watch it.
Sorry. My bad. I am getting canceled now, see?
You are. All
right. Or us. If I go down, you go with me.
I canceled you every other day. Keep going.
Hello.
What does the lettuce vegetable represent on the cedar plate?
What, cedar?
Seder.
Seder. My bad.
Green, and maybe this one day.
No. Come on, Sean, you're half Jew. Come on.
That's a half you don't know.
Exactly.
And the half that's mad at you for not knowing.
Oh, my God.
Amber. I'm just gonna guess, like, rebirth, greeny, I don't know.
No. It actually has nothing to do with it. It has more to do with flavor.
Bitterness.
Sean.
Oh.
Sorry, what?
Sean, bitterness.
All right, I'll let you have that one. Yes, bitterness.
Yeah, well, you said flavor.
I always forget it's negative.
It's a reminder of the bitter suffering the Israelites. Would you pour your tea for the love of Mike?
Good God.
There's dust in here.
She's sticking her tongue into the tea bag.
The matcha dust.
It's kind of like a taco.
Yeah.
Here, I'll give her a minute.
Wow. That's very telling that you...
Yeah.
Like very talented tongue there. Stick your tongue into that small space there.
I'm pouring the water.
There we go.
Here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Pour that water.
Oh, it's hot. It's so hot.
Look at that steam rise. Ooh, look at the way her lips put together when she blows it. She thinks she's whistling and she can't. See, she told you she can't. See, she still can't.
She can't whistle.
She can't whistle. She can put her lips together. She just can't blow.
I can whistle sometimes.
But you can't blow.
No, I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she can suck.
Look Question number three.
Oh, dear Lord.
Aren't you glad that I just shut that
Thank
down?
Thank you, yes.
You're welcome. That's what I do.
Savior. Mm. We're never going to get through this.
No. We got time. It's all right.
Question three.
Yeah. Which country serves as the home of the largest farm in the world? We just talked about Amber.
China.
Is correct. See, it's real quick.
What is it? What's grown on this farm?
As can likely be concluded from reading its name, the Mujiang City Mega Farm is located in China and takes up almost 23 million acres.
But what's on it?
It doesn't say.
Is it animals?
It's chicken.
It's fortune cookies. Question four.
It's dog meat. You know it.
That's Vietnam.
No, yeah. It's okay. Never mind. Yeah. It's China.
But that's part of China now.
So. Oh. Well,
it's called China.
China.
The New Year's Six occurs in which football league?
The New Year's Six.
New Year's like the New Year in January. New Year's Six.
What?
I've never heard of this.
Neither have I.
I've never heard of that.
I would say
no idea.
It's the NAACP.
Okay.
I know, it's weird. It says. At the collegiate level,
is that what they're calling the playoffs?
Collegiate.
At this point,
the
who
championship
cares?
Playoffs. I think that's what.
I was thinking March Madness.
It's coming up.
It's March.
What is the language originally spoken in the City of God?
City of God. Amber, I don't know.
Amber.
Aramaic. I'm gonna go with Aramaic. No?
Sean.
Wrong continent.
Hebrew.
Wrong continent.
Wrong continent.
Think below
City
us.
City of God. Below us in Mexico? Mexico?
Brazil is your clue.
Oh, Amber.
Oh, Sean.
Amber.
Portuguese.
Correct.
Portuguese.
As Portugal once colonized Brazil.
And yet she does it with an Italian accent.
Yeah, I know. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Portuguese. I don't know. That's how one of my friends used to say it, and I got stuck in my head.
Question six. Which nation has a holiday celebrating love on the 14th of every month?
Ew.
Steve. Sweden.
Somewhere I'm not booking a trip to.
Sean.
Actually, that would be Sean.
China.
So far, Sean is the closest.
I know it's got to be an Asian country.
It is.
I'll go again.
Wait, Chris has got.
Chris.
Japan.
Nope.
Oh, that was my next guess, too.
Steve?
Singapore.
That's not a country, but...
That's in China, so no.
No, it's not.
Amber.
Singapore's in China.
Amber, I'm just gonna... You ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with
South Korea.
That is correct!
I don't know why.
Wow. South Korea.
It just that sounds like something smarmy they would do with all their K-pop bullshit. No, I love South Korea. Love it.
Nice cover.
Seven!
Every month,
If Phoebe was dead, she would have rolled over in her grave.
they celebrate love every month.
What's wrong with that?
It's like a Valentine. It's too much pressure. God damn it.
Oh, poor
boy.
Thing.
Jeez, oh my God, no.
Ugh.
Don't have another taco plate then.
God, those really. Two aren't correlated. Those don't go, yeah. Anyway,
moving on. May we? May I?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of the first video game ever?
Sean. Pong.
No.
Steve.
Ping.
Space Invaders.
No, you're further back. We're talking maybe even late 60s. Like, this was the very first one ever created.
Yeah,
is it that...
Pong.
Amber, I don't know what the name of it is. Is that one crossing the road thing? Like, little...
Frogger?
No.
The answer is Tennis for Two.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Like Pong or whatever?
It was created by... Physicist William, not going to try and say that last name, and displayed at the Brookhaven National Laboratory in New York during 1958.
Like,
excuse me.
Wow. Pong. Eight. Pong? It's like.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of like that.
It's a pong like game. Pong probably came from that.
I liked that game.
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Steve.
Michelangelo.
Correct.
That's Miguel to you.
Ooh. Them fighting words. Question 9.
You know, he should have used a roller, would have gotten it done a lot quicker.
Yeah, I would have.
Oh, boy.
What is the smallest state in the United States by land area?
Sean. Rhode Island.
Correct. No, God, everyone's doing good today. All right. Oh,
half
don't even get me started.
Half are completely irrelevant.
Not really. This is relevant.
Amber does it all the time.
She did it earlier.
She did it last week, too, after you left.
Wow. Okay, last question.
That's when you're walking after you shit pants.
That's true.
Oh. In the game of cricket, which bird means scoring no runs?
Oh, God.
Steve. A falcon.
No.
Sean. Sparrow.
No. Very common bird.
Sean after Amber.
Amber after Sean. Sean after Amber.
I don't know. I was going to say robin or some shit.
No. Sean after Amber.
Woodpecker.
No, that's not very common. You see them in ponds.
Turkey.
Duck. No, what in the hell is happening to my
goose.
Game?
Sean.
Goose. No, we're getting closer. Sean.
Hawk.
What?
A hawk.
Good Steve. God. You said hawk Steve. Already. Steve.
Duck.
There you go.
No, you didn't.
You said goose.
I said duck, and then I said goose.
No,
how about you?
You probably thought duck and said goose.
Whatever. Duck, goose.
That's it. My energy's gone.
Whoa. Well, that was a lot of fun.
We'll get to our spring cleaning next week. I want to do that one.
Yeah, we'll do that. Absolutely. We'll catch up to it. Show's website, guys, is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
And if you want to follow me doing nothing on internet for a while, I've been off for a while. I think I might start back on.
Well, you have this new tablet.
Have you ever been
on? I have this tablet. But anyway, on Facebook, it's Steve Silva. And on Twitter, it's at SilvaLining69.
If you want to find me, I am Amber Ash McCary. That's it.
I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram. Yes, Zombie Mel Gibson.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's just simply Sean R. Unplugged. And also, guys, don't forget to listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio. That's right. You can catch all past episodes at 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings. And also on Lime City Radio at noon from Wednesday through Fridays. And, of course, we broadcast live every Saturday morning to them as well. And we thank our affiliates and letting us join their networks as well. Guys, go out. It's springtime. Go out. Have fun. So please be careful, though. Wear your masks. And for those of you who are getting the vaccinations, wonderful for you guys. My mom got hers done. Steve's.
I've got my first one, and I'll get my second one in like a week and a half.
Awesome.
Can't wait. Yep.
You getting yours yet?
Not yet, but I got to sign up, though, because I found out that since I am a private music teacher, I can kind of.
You are eligible.
I'm eligible. In fact, my wife, Karen, got her first dose. Her second dose is coming up soon. So.
Zach?
No.
You need to go do it.
Okay.
And we'll get it all done. So, either way, go out, have fun, enjoy, and please be careful, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Stay sexy, world.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.